All right, back here in the Big Show, I'm Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Butchie Stearns in the house today for the Big Show on Monday night down there at the Superdome. We got to see the return of Matt Light to the football field, and today, Mr. Light returns to the Big Show. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's good to be back.
Yeah, we missed you.
Which
really,
were more excited really for, the Big Show or Monday Night Football?
Well, right now I'm going to go with the Big Show. You know, I mean, because I'm trying to move on from the Monday night game.
And the fact that I'm here, Matt, right? That's exciting too, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
Who was that? What?
Well, it's always good to talk to you all in studio.
Oh, look at this!
Nice year, nice.
Hey, Matt, was it in the game plan going on that you were going to be substituted for at various times in the game?
Yeah, going into it, we definitely had, you know, a plan of attack, you know, as far as, you know, how many reps and kind of try to ease back into it. You know, it's been a while, you know, it's been a long time really since I've seen any action, and you know, it's different when you're playing, you know, on the road in a dome and you don't necessarily have your full conditioning. You can't really simulate it in practice, you know, so. Yeah, we definitely had a game plan going into it. I thought it worked out really well. You know, got to take a seat for a while and catch my breath, so to speak, and then get back out there and do my thing.
Hey, Matt, what was going through your mind while you were out and Vollmer was playing so well?
Well, nothing really, other than just trying to get back out there and do what I had to do to get on the field. You know, it's just, you know, I think any professional athlete, when you get injured, and you're spending all the time in the training room and you're away from the guys, you're away from the atmosphere, the meetings, the practices and all that stuff, you start to go a little crazy. And, you know, for the most part, you know, regardless of who's filling in for you or what the situation is, you just want to do whatever you can to get back on the field. So, you know, I was glad that, you know, he was out there doing his thing and helping the team win. You know, I mean, that's all you can really say.
But you can't feel good that, you know, it was the topic of conversation at times. This kid opened some eyes from people. The game against Indianapolis, he had a really good game on national TV against Dwight Freeney. I mean, you've been the left tackle on four teams that have gone to the Super Bowl. It's not going to last forever. You guys all know that. You've already outlived what the average life expectancy in the NFL is. I mean, you've still got some football left in you, I would imagine. And then you hear this young kid come along. Part of it's the inevitability of football, isn't it? I mean, I just wonder how you dealt with that. It must not be easy.
Well, you know, for the most part, I'm sure there's a lot was said. But, you know, number one, I don't listen to anything because I've never really found it to be beneficial. Not that you guys don't have some great words of advice.
Stop trying to get back in our good graces. It's not working. I heard you didn't listen.
You know, but, you know, as a player, you know, so I think some guys do get caught up in what's being said about them or about their team or about their situation, and that's fine, and I guess to each his own. But, you know, for me personally, I never really get caught up in that. I don't read the papers when it comes to the sports section, and, you know, I don't tune into ESPN or any other local station for that matter. Because at the end of the day, you can only do what you do, and what everybody else is saying that you do or don't do doesn't really have a bearing on how you ultimately perform, because you're the only one that can be held accountable for it. So I don't really get involved with all that, you know.
So you're watching Field and Stream Network on a regular basis, huh? Is that yours?
Well, the Outdoor Channel, yeah, every now and then.
Actually, that is true.
Let me ask you the question this way then. If the team came to you and they said, Matt, you've been everything that Butchie just said. You've been terrific to this organization. We still love you, man. But we want to move you over to the right side and put this kid over to the left side. What would your reaction be?
Well, I mean, hopefully we're not dealing with that situation. But, you know, if that's the situation, look, I mean, I think Bill says it all the time. He's going to do whatever he feels is in the best interest of the football team. And, you know, I've surely seen that over the years when it comes to different players. And, you know, as a player, you know, I'm going to do whatever the coach asks me to do, I'm going to do. And that's, you know, it's not an ego thing. It's not a, you know, me versus them or anything like that. It's just, hey, you know, there's one guy that runs the program. And if that's the way he sees it, that's what he wants, then that's what you do. So really, you know, as a player, you don't really, you don't have many options.
Well, after all that, how do you feel you played on Monday night?
After coming off the injury? Can we move past you guys moving past me? Or
yes, we are.
Can we?
Yeah. It's all about done, you. You know that. It's all
we're
about
done,
you.
We're done hammering you, all right? We're done putting you to bed early. Now we're going to talk about some football. How's that sound?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, let's move on. No, you know what? It went well. You know, I thought it was, again, like I said, it was just great to be back out there. You know, it was great to be with the rest of the guys in the line and, you know, going through the game. And, you know, it wasn't perfect, obviously. And, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. But it felt good, personally, being out there.
How'd you hold up physically?
Pretty good. You know, like you alluded to, we had the rotation, and LaVore would come in and, you know, give me a spell here and there, and I think that worked out really well. And you know, overall, I think the conditioning was pretty good.
Were there some breakdowns? I mean, obviously they were sending people, but at times they were sending only three or four against five of you guys. Were there some breakdowns, and were any of those caused by the fact that you weren't a cohesive unit? I know Stephen Neal went down for a little bit during the course of the game, and you had a lot of different people during the course of the game.
Well, you know, I can't tell you that it was perfect up front, but I think that for the most part, the communication went pretty well. It was a loud environment, but, you know, up front, we've got a pretty good way of handling that. And I felt like we, you know, we got a hat on a hat. We knew where we were going and who we wanted to pick up, you know, schematically. But, you know, there were times where, you know, we definitely needed to give them a little bit more time, or, you know, they would come with an overload blitz, and you know, he was forced to get rid of the ball maybe a little sooner than he expected. But you know, those are all things again that we need to clean up, and you can't do when you're on the road playing a team like that.
How big is this game Sunday, Matt?
Well, I mean, you're talking Miami in Miami. You're talking about two teams that really don't, you know, I wouldn't say we're friendly with one another. So it's a big rivalry. It's a divisional game. To be honest with you, I don't know if it gets any bigger than what we had this weekend.
You know, we're looking at the road record right now. It's 1-4. Is that just happens to be teams outplayed you on those specific games, or do you sense that maybe there's a different way of approaching the games out on the road, that you guys have got something to solve here?
Well, we've definitely got something to solve. You know, at the end of the day, when you're losing on the road, it usually comes down to missed opportunities and poor execution. And I think that's been the case, maybe not entirely, but, you know, we haven't been able to make the plays when we needed to make the plays on the road against really good football teams. And, you know, whether that's, you know, whether you're talking about Denver or, you know, obviously early in the season in New York, or, you know, you want to go back to the Indy game or what happened Monday night. I mean, these are all critical plays that we weren't able to make, and they were. And, you know, you just can't do that, especially against good teams.
Has there been discussion, whether with the coaches or just amongst your teammates, about the road record?
Has there been a whole lot of talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, guys, you know, we've acknowledged it, or is there something, a point of emphasis or anything, whether it's from the coaches or just your teammates?
Well, you know what? I think good football teams do win on the road. I mean, you have to, right? I mean, and do we talk about the fact that we need to play better on the road? Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it's something that we, you know, we feel that obviously having a lot of, you know, road games left this year. We've only got two home games, so you know, we've got these road games that we got to go out and perform a lot better at and to be in the hunt. So. We do talk about it, but again, really the focus is moving on and improving and making sure that we go down to Miami with, you know, with a lot of guys that are on the same page and communicating well and doing the things that we have to do to win.
Matt, since you've been here, I look at you guys at 7-4 and with five games left. I mean, clearly, you know, you can finish 12-4. You can have a phenomenal season. And since you've been here, I believe that in 63 games after Thanksgiving, including playoffs, you guys are 52-11, including last week's loss. 52-11 when the games matter the most. When you look at your 7-4 season so far, I mean, does history tell us that you guys know what it takes to win going forward? Or do you look at this 7-4 team and do you guys still not sure who you are yet this year, the 2009 Patriots?
Well, I mean, I think we know who we are, and we know who we have in that locker room, and, you know, the coaches have a lot of confidence in us, and we got a lot of confidence in them, and, you know, I don't think it's a guessing game as to who we are, but as to maybe who's showing up and how we go about our business, I think there's some things that we obviously have to address, as always. You know, I mean, look, we went for a long stretch a few years back where we didn't lose a game, and we talked every week then about the importance of getting better and winning, you know, after Thanksgiving and the importance that has on your team and just, you know, for the rest of the season and heading into the playoffs. I mean, it's critical time to win, obviously. But, you know, I don't think there's any question as to who we are. It's just that we gotta play better and we got to make critical plays at critical times in the game and we just got to have better execution.
All right, big guy, it's great to see you back out there on the football field. I know it probably was not a lot of fun over the last month and a half, but it's good to see you out there. Good luck down there in Miami on Sunday. We'll talk to you back here next week.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
you too. Matt Light, our guy on Friday, brought to us by AT&T. Switch to the nation's fastest 3G network, AT&T. Your world delivered. And that will be an interesting one, you know, because he's such a good player. And you've developed a young player into something, what do you do? I think you have to find a way to keep both of them out there. The question is, do you keep Matt at the left tackle, and do you move Vollmer to the right tackle? He's capable of playing both of those spots.
Well, you look at who's the athlete that's more capable of playing another spot in the offensive line in that situation. Do you trust a guy who's been in the league for as long as Matt?
Yep.
Or do you trust a young guy who's found a very quick niche at left tackle? I would say that the veteran is the guy that's more likely to make a move.
And yet, and yet when you've done that,
yep,
for as long as he's done it, he's,
yep,
been very good at it.
Yep.
I don't blame him. You don't want to give it up. And there is, let's face it, when you're protecting the blind side of the quarterback, there is more prestige,
yeah, more
obviously,
cachet,
and more cash,
yep,
more cachet, and,
yeah,
more cash,
right,
when you're playing at that position.
Well, we got two public comments on this. Several weeks ago, Belichick was asked about Matt Light going to right tackle. And he saw, I don't remember the exact comment, but he inferred that it probably wasn't going to happen.
Yep.
Okay, now we got Matt Light saying, what were his words? I'm glad we're not dealing with that, or let's,
right,
hope we don't have to deal with that.
Well, you,
right,
had him on the ropes when you were harassing him.
I mean,
you
talking
came
about?
After him so hard. Well, Matt, you suck. How come you can't play left tackle anymore?
That's not what I said. I said
how
he was the left tackle
the
on
so much,
four Super Bowl teams.
How come the rookie so much better than you is what I heard.
That's what you said.
That's what I heard.
And you wonder why you're unemployed.
I'll pay for that when I see him.
Just don't go to his next shooting event.
Yeah,
all right,
all.
Major.
Point the gun at the camera again.
That's right, that's right. Major.
The Red Sox to hold a press conference today to make, as they refer, a major announcement.
Martinez
at 4:15. No.
Extension.
We can tell you.
Pedro's
it's the,
back.
No, we can, what, tell you.
It's Manny's
Marco,
back.
Marco Scudero will sign a 2-year deal with an option. That's what they will announce.
Schilling and Stearns to hug on national TV.
So we ask you, Red Sox Nation, do you deem this a major announcement?